Hello, everyone. Today is Thursday, November 29th, 2023. My name is Illyria Holmes, and I am here with my very special guest,
Shakira Britt.
And today, this will be an interview. I'll be interviewing Shakira on why she chose this art medium to express herself. Okay, so my first question is, what art medium did you choose?
Theater.
Why did you choose this medium, and why is it special to you?
I chose theater because I felt that it is a way for me to express myself. And I feel that the only way for me to really, truly express myself is through acting. Because I was always known to be a very loud and dramatic person.
Okay. How have your experiences on stage been?
I would say all of my experiences on stage have been very great.
Would you describe one of them for me? Like your favorite play?
My favorite play is Crumbs from the Table of Joy by Leon Nottage, because I portrayed the character Ermina, and I felt that me and her had the same personality. So it was very easy for me to understand the character and learn the lines and get familiar with everything.
What was your favorite genre of playwriting be?
Comedy. Because I'm a very goofy person.
What would you say your second favorite is?
There is not one.
Okay. Now, what were a few successes and challenges when directing the play?
The actors don't listen. It's like, for example, my very first play I directed this year was very hard to get the actors to learn the lines and everything because they're looking at me as their peer, and they think everything is a joke, so they don't really take you seriously. But once you put your foot down and help them realize that you're the director and this has to be good, it gets easier. So, yeah.
Would you say there were any more challenges?
It was kind of hard to get them to be serious in rehearsals because we're just used to playing and talking. So, that was another challenge we had to get through.
Any challenges with costumes or learning their lines or...
No.
Characterization?
Characterization is very hard. For example, whenever we do older plays, it's kind of hard for them to understand the character due to the language. And some of us that came here didn't come from schools that had like a drama club or a theater or anything like that. So it would be kind of hard for them to really get into character to understand what they're supposed to be doing. But usually when it happens, we just research the play more, maybe use spark notes, stuff like that, to kind of help us.
What are spark notes?
Good question. Spark notes is a website that you can search up different plays and books and get summaries, and you can get like character profiles on every character from the book or the play, and you get summaries, and then they give you like little quizzes to make sure that you understood the information they were telling you, stuff like that.
What were successes that you had when directing a play?
Successes that I had was with the play that I'm directing right now. The successes we had were this is a newer play, so it's not as hard for them to learn their lines or learn their character. So the successes we've had is they're picking up on lines faster. They're understanding their characters better. Our company has all girls, and most of the girls are starting to learn how to play male roles. And in the play we have coming up, two characters that never played a male role are playing male roles. And I feel like they're doing very good at learning. And they're learning lines easier because the language is more modern. They're understanding the play better because the language is more modern. And, yeah, they just have a better understanding all the way around.
So what tips or tricks would you say you gave to them or have helped them learn how to play male roles as females?
I would say they could just look into maybe like their favorite male actor and just watch how the male carries themselves. Or they could just go around on a daily basis and watch how a male would carry himself, and they could kind of pick up on that. For example, the way a man would walk, they could pick up on that if, like, they just watch the way a male walks and try to recreate that. Or the way a male talks, or the way they carry themselves, they could watch that or listen to that and be able to pick up on how to play a male role.
Okay. Thank you. My next question is, have you ever disagreed with a cast member? If so, what was it about?
Yes, I have disagreed with a cast member, because it's usually about the way they interpret a role. Like, when I did my first play, I didn't like the way one of the members interpreted her role. And we had a disagreement, but it ended up getting resolved because they ended up realizing where they went wrong in interpreting their character. So, we just got that back on track, and that was it.
Could you be a little more specific about what you disagreed upon? What did you not like? Were they playing a male role and you did not enjoy how they portrayed their character, or something else?
Yes, they were playing a male role, and I felt that they were being too feminine with the role, because I was supposed to be their wife, and they were acting like they were the wife, and I felt that they didn't understand that they were supposed to be a male. So I tried to explain and give tips on, like, hey, you can do this to be a male, you can make your voice a little deeper, and you can walk like this, so that it will make me more comfortable in my role. Because if I'm supposed to be the wife and you're my husband and you're giving off wife, then it's going to make me feel like I'm supposed to be the husband. But my lines were more feminine and theirs were more masculine. But they were playing it as if their lines were feminine and mine were supposed to be masculine.
Interesting. Okay. How did the issue end up getting resolved? Did y'all talk about it, or did they practice more or rehearse more?
We ended up talking it out. Once I confronted them about how them interpreting the role as a woman made me feel, then they realized quickly that they had interpreted the character completely wrong and they thought it was a woman. And so they ended up changing the way that they were playing the character, and we rehearsed through it more and more and more to get them to, like, figure out what they needed to be doing in order to look more like a male, feel more like a male, act more like a male. And so basically, talking it out and then rehearsing it more helped us a lot with solving the situation.
So while we are on the subject of disagreement in theater, what would you recommend? What would you say has helped your company not have disagreements or have few disagreements?
We usually have few disagreements when everyone just is honest. Usually everyone else in the company, it's only five of us. The four other people in the company are really nice about situations, but I'm not. So I'm usually the person to say what's wrong, and then I just leave the situation at that and they can figure it out themselves. So usually when that happens, that keeps us from having disagreements, because whenever someone keeps their mouth closed about something they don't like, it usually goes terrible.
So you recommend talking out the situation?
Yeah.
That's a great resolution. My next question is, what has your experience been making costumes?
My experience making costumes has been terrible. I like making costumes, but I would say I don't like the small amount of time that I have to make costumes. Like, for the play we did, Crumbs from the Table of Joy, the main character needed a graduation dress to wear for the last scene of the play. We had ordered her a dress 2 weeks prior to the play, but we didn't know until the week of the play that her dress wouldn't be coming in at all because it was sold out. Therefore, the week that we found out, I was out sick. So the week I came back, I had 2 days to make her a dress, which meant that I had 2 third blocks to make her a dress.
Okay, if I'm not mistaken, the third block's equal 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Yes.
So that is 3 hours in total.
Yes, I had 3 hours to make her a dress. So I had to quickly find a pattern from the 1940s. Then I had to go find fabric. And then I had to put everything together. I had to measure her to know what size I needed to cut out all my pieces. I cut out the pieces. The first day I found the pattern, found the fabric, and cut out all my pieces. The second day, I sewed everything together. And then 5 minutes before our first tech rehearsal, I sewed the collar onto her dress and finished it. But I feel that when making costumes, I wish I could do it on my own time. Like, I had at least a month before so that I could take as much time as I need to make the costumes. But other than that, I love sewing and I love making the costumes from scratch. And I like when it's time to show the actors what costume they'll be wearing, I like how excited they are and how much they like the costume, because I try to match it to their personality unless the script says I have to do otherwise.
Okay, have you ever had a company member ruin a costume or rip it or get it dirty? And how did that make you feel?
Once again, from the play Crumbs from the Table of Joy, the dress that I made for the main character, the first day that she put it on, she got brown makeup all over a white dress. And that really upset me deep to my core. But there was nothing I could do about it because it was already done. So we just got someone to wash the dress and make sure all of the makeup was out. And that was the end of that situation. But then another cast member put on their dress in rehearsal and busted the back out of it.
It ripped wide open?
Wide open. The zipper flew out and the back was just wide open. Her entire backside was out.
So was the dress not her size?
The dress, when we ordered the dress, she said that it was going to be the right size and everything was going to be fine. When it came in, she tried it on. She was like, oh yeah, this fits perfect. And then the first day of rehearsal, she put it on and ripped the back out.
Do you think she was a little bloated or?
I'm not sure what the situation was, but it did irritate me because if you needed a bigger size, then I feel like they could have just been honest, because we're not judging you. We just want to make sure the costumes fit. But with this situation, I basically had to sew the back closed, cut the underarms out, and add fabric under the arm to make the entire dress wider all the way around.
I see that you resolve issues quickly, and you work very hard.
So yes, yes.
What is your routine for memorizing lines? What system has helped you the most?
For memorizing a monologue, I got this app called Line Memorizer, and I take a picture of my monologue, and it basically takes one letter out of each line at a time until there is no letters, or like it's the last letter of each word left. And then I just memorize it like that. Every time I say it, I take a couple letters out and do it again. For memorizing scenes, I usually memorize my lines and my partner's lines so that I'll know what they're supposed to say and then what I'm supposed to say, so that if they mess up, I can still say my right line to get them back on track. For memorizing a full play, I usually memorize my lines and my cue lines so that I'll know when I need to come out, what I need to say, how I need to say it, what the conversation is about, stuff like that.
Sounds so fun. Everything sounds so interesting. What advice would you give someone who is trying to get into the theater community or start their journey as an actor or actress?
I would give them the advice to just be themselves, because no matter whether you came from a background of doing theater or you didn't, which I didn't and I still feel like I'm doing pretty good, whether you did or didn't, I feel that the theater community will always welcome you no matter what, because they're very welcoming people. They're very bright, warm, happy people. So I would give them the advice to just be their self.
I love it. Okay. My next question is, what is the process of directing a play? What do you do first?
Okay. When we direct plays for company, we usually get a copy of the play a week before it's time for us to direct it. We read the play, we choose scenes that we want to do. We usually choose one, but for the play I'm directing now, I chose 3 short scenes. Once you do that, you hold auditions the day after we did the last play. You hold auditions, you let them read from the scene you chose, and you choose what character you think they would fit best, and you let them read for that character. If you don't like the way they read for that character, then you let them read for another character. And after that, after they've read, you you let them sit down and like relax, and then you think about who you want to play, what character. You hold auditions. No. You choose what character you want them to play, and then you announce what character you want them to be. And after that, you start rehearsals the next day. Once you do maybe 2 days of rehearsals, that's when we go to pick costumes. We try to match it to the time period, or sometimes we might change the play to be modern. Then we do lights and sound. We do all the technical stuff one day, and then we go back to doing rehearsal. And then we run it through a couple times, and then we start to do it with tech. So we make them put on costumes. We do lights and sounds. We do everything up until the day of the play. The day of the play, we rehearse third block. We try to run it as much as possible. And then we're done. We perform it that day right after school. We get our little grades, and it's great.
Overall, this interview has taught me so much about the behind-the-scenes aspects of theater, how shows are put together, and how the actors and actresses prepare for them. It has extended my respect for the theater community as they hurdle more troubles than I could ever imagine. Thank you, Shakira, for being on my podcast and bringing more attention to the theater community. For everyone out there listening, take one of the tips Shakira has shared with us about resolving conflict or preventing it in the theater community and try your best to incorporate it into your everyday life, or tell someone who is not as educated about theater something that you will learn from this episode. You could even go join your local theater and put on a production of your own. Thank you for listening.